Dylan Scott in the house, hey. Everybody.
Whoa.
Very exciting. Hey. How you been?
I've been great.
Look at that. Look at you got a cool haircut. Benaj got a cool haircut.
Ooh, it's a cool haircut club.
Did you just get it done?
No, like a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of growing out a little bit.
It's very nice.
You know what's weird about it is I sat down to the lady who's cut my hair for the past year and a half, and this is what she did. And I was like, I didn't tell her to do this, but she did it. And I was like, all right, that's cool. Sure. Give me that haircut.
That's trust.
I guess.
Dang. I mean, that's taken off 2 inches on the side.
Oh, she went crazy. And I didn't really realize it until I left. My wife goes, what'd you do to your hair? I was like, what are you talking about?
I just kind of said, yes, that's all I did.
I just sat down and said, yo, give me the normal. So.
Wow. Anyway. All right. You are a brave guy. Are you on the road now with Justin Moore?
Yeah, we're out with Justin. Been out for like 6 months. It's been a long tour.
Yeah. You know, Justin is trouble. And now that he's got the 4 kids and a boy, I bet he never stops gloating like, you met my son?
I know. I haven't seen his son out there yet, but he's a busy dude between all his kids, for sure.
I know it. I know it. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Now, you're not a bad guy yourself.
Thank you. I understand that
you stopped a show to FaceTime. What was the guy's name? Well, the important thing was is you FaceTimed him, but because he was a veteran.
A Marine.
He's a Marine.
Yeah. And I guess girlfriend was in the front row there, and she kept screaming something. I was like, what is she screaming? And so basically she's like, my fiance or boyfriend and I are such huge fans, can I FaceTime? I was like, yeah, FaceTime him. So I played another song, and literally she FaceTimed, and he was in the bed. I guess he was naked. I don't know. But anyway, we talked. It was cool. I thanked him for his service and for being a fan. And, yeah, it was really awesome.
You know, on the radio, we thank people for their service all the time. We're going to have to start asking them if they're naked.
Or we're going to start
FaceTiming. Ask them if they're naked.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to do that because it's not rude at all. Right?
Yeah. Are you naked?
We just handed a beautiful picture of you. Yeah. Oh, and your baby.
That's my little son. It's little Beckett.
Beckett.
That was Easter. He's awesome.
Wow.
He's 4 months old.
Okay, now I just stopped the whole interview because now I'm just in love. I mean, you're fine. Your son is gorgeous. So
Thank
you haven't
you.
Met Justin Moore's son. You don't need to, though. You have your own boy. you got this covered. Is this your first?
That's my first kid, yeah.
Do you want to have more?
Absolutely.
Do you want to have four? Like, or five?
No, not five.
Where do people stop? I would be exhausted.
I don't really know where we stop at.
I literally would be tired.
Yeah, my wife's pretty tired.
Are you a morning person?
You know what? I love the mornings. It's hard for me to get up in the mornings.
But with a baby, do you have a choice?
You have
no.
To be a 24-hour
person.
No,
you don't, right?
No. Because when I get off the road and I come home, like it's literally like, babe, I'm so tired. I just need to sleep tonight. No. It's like, yeah, you're getting up with him tonight. It's like, okay. So it's nonstop for me.
All right. So tell us about Hooked is a single now?
Yes.
All right. And where can people get more info on that and on you outside of the fact that he put gum in the dryer?
I put gum in the dryer. Well, I was in my pants. My wife washed my pants. It ruined her clothes, ruined the dryer, all that good stuff. Yeah, she wasn't happy.
No.
So.
Did you know how to get that out?
She got it out. She figured it out.
It's ice, but you know what? You have a wife. You don't need to worry. Wow, some of you really
put your pants
in
the freezer?
No, you rub ice cube on the ice.
Oh, okay.
But when you put gum in the dryer, I don't even want to know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have it melt in
it
your
everywhere.
Pocket.
I went to put a shirt on the other day, and she literally, I turned around and walked out the door. She goes, you can't wear that shirt. It's like, why? It's like, there's gum on the back of it, so... Yeah, we found that one. So we're still finding gum on the clothes.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm sorry for that. I'm glad everything else is going well.
It's great.
And I'm glad you're still allowed in the house.
Absolutely.
After the gum and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because I got to say, I don't know if I'd let you in.
Well, she let me in.
I would
she loves
not let
me.
You. Okay, well, that's
she
true.
She loves me.
All right. Well, I'd make you do the laundry, and I'd make you check the pockets. She's a new mom, dude. She can't do everything.
I know. Well, she's good at it, though.
But she can't check all the pockets.
She can't do it all. That's right. That's right.
All right, Dylan Scott, step it up at home.
Okay,
dude.
You got it.
Professionally, you got this.
Thank you.
Dylan Scott, everybody.